This is a longer sitting practice. So as the sound of the bell fades away, imagining it as a gentle wake-up bell, reminding us that this longer sitting practice, as with all mindfulness practices, is here to help us to wake up, to be present with whatever we encounter on this inner exploration that we're about to embark on. Reminding ourselves that we're not trying to get anywhere with this practice, or do anything special, or attain any particular state. We're simply attending fully to our experience, moment by moment. And pausing now to feel our way into our own intention for this practice, perhaps using our own words for ourselves, finding our compass, our orientation. The instructions on this track are an invitation for practice, but it's also important to trust that above all else, you know what's right for you, and to honour that wisdom above any instructions that are given here, if you feel it would be more helpful to adapt or to leave out various aspects of this practice. So settling into your seat now, feeling within you the momentum of what you've just come from, perhaps, or what you may be going to after this, and seeing if it's possible to let this doing mode fade into the background, and sliding into being, where all we're asked to do is to show up, fully, with kindness, moment by moment. An opening to the environment around you, to the chair, the cushion or the stool that you're on, to the sensations of your knees or feet on the ground, to the temperature around you, to the sounds in the room, to the feeling of clothes against your skin. And checking in with your body. Inhabiting your posture, your back tall and dignified, rising upwards, the front of your body opening and softening. And checking in with your mind where it is now. Bringing a sense of receptivity and readiness to be with whatever arises for you. Bringing a sense of presence. And orienting your attention now to the breath that's always present, always available for us to use to bring back to this present embodied moment. And being now with the breath at a point in the body of your choosing, where it's easily accessible. Perhaps the area around the nostrils, the mouth, back of the throat, the shoulders and chest, or the abdomen, rising and falling with each in-breath and out-breath. And settling on one single place in the body, where you can follow the breath all the way in and all the way out. Not changing the breath in any way. In fact, allowing ourselves to get out of the way and letting the breath breathe itself. And simply bringing a warm receptivity to our experience. And investigating. Noticing how each breath is subtly different, how each breath is unique. Not so much thinking about the breath as being with the breath, sensing it, attuning to it, feeling its texture, its length, its rhythm. Each breath, moment by moment. Here and now. And if we find that we're not here and now, and we find that our mind has been wandering, as it inevitably will, drawn back to what has happened in the past or what might happen in the future, in that case, noticing that that has happened and bringing your attention back to this moment, this seat, this breath, without judgment or blame, back to the next moment of awareness. Knowing that the point of this practice is not to make our minds blank or to have no thoughts, or even to become peaceful or still or relaxed, but rather to be with whatever is here for us with full presence and minimal activity. So if we find ourselves getting lost with our attention, gone away from this breath, we simply bring it back. And if it wanders off 100 times, we simply, kindly, and firmly bring it back 100 times. and expanding now the spotlight of our attention to take in the whole body breathing, moving the attention around the body, at times investigating close-up places where the breath can be felt, seeing if the breath can be felt in unexpected places, but also at times bringing a wide-angled panoramic awareness of the body as a whole, breathing. Noticing any tendency to want to change aspects of our experience, and as best we can, settling into how it is for us now, seeing if we can bring an accepting awareness to our experience of the body breathing. And if you find that your attention is being repeatedly occupied by a particular sensation or thought or emotion, knowing that you have choices about how you direct your attention, the invitation within the mindfulness practice is to make one of three choices. First, there's the breath, and you can always go back to this to ground yourself before returning again to the selected focus of the practice. Second, if the experience you're having is very insistent or intense, you may decide to focus in on that experience, coming up close to it, investigating it with kindness and compassion, being gentle with yourself, softening around it, allowing it to be there and investigating its texture and shape, where it is in the body, what it feels like, whether it changes. Using this insistent or intense experience as the focus for your practice. And perhaps as you investigate this, allowing the question, what is this, to drop into your experience. And then being with what emerges. Not analysing, but just dropping the question and seeing what happens. And seeing if it's possible to find a sense of stillness and acceptance in the midst of the intensity that you're experiencing. And the third option is to move if it is a physical pain. This practice is not an endurance test, so if this is what we choose to do, then being with the intention to move for a few moments before moving, and then making the move, but doing this with awareness, so that the movement is woven into the practice, and then being with whatever is present to you after you've moved. and shifting the focus of our attention now to sounds. Sounds far from us outside, sounds nearby in the room that we're in, sounds from our body. Not seeking out sounds, but being like a receptor for sounds, tuning into our auditory landscape and receiving whatever sound reaches us. Seeing if it is possible to be with the raw experience of sound, and noticing our tendency to add to that raw experience by deciding what it is that we're hearing, by labelling and categorising the sound, by telling ourselves that we know what that is, deciding whether we like it or not, whether it should be there or not, and how long will it be there for, and other stories that we create around the sound. And seeing if we can drop the stories and simply be with the sound. Noticing where sounds come from, in front of us or behind us, from one side more than another. Being with the fluctuations of sound. And like we did with the breath, being with sounds from the moment they arise to the moment they pass away. Being with the constant arising of sound out of silence, and the constant passing away of sound into silence, or into another sound again. And checking in with your body. How is your body now? Your posture. So refreshing your posture to see if it is as you would like it to be, erect and dignified. Remembering the intimate connection between how we hold our bodies and what we experience with our minds, and vice versa. So checking in also with our minds and how we're doing this practice right now. Seeing if there's a sense of straining or striving or working very hard at this. Or whether there's a kind of monitoring in a sort of vigilant or slightly harsh way, in which case you might want to try softening around your experiences, checking to see if you can release any tension in the body, injecting a gentle sense of ease in the way you are with your experiences. Or if, on the other hand, you feel more detached or disinterested, bored or sleepy, you might see if it's possible to introduce a little more energy, perhaps by opening the eyes, straightening the posture, perhaps standing up for a few moments. Or else you could try moving your attention right into the disinterest or the lethargy or the sleepiness or the boredom, and exploring them, seeing where they are in your body. Seeing what their texture is, whether they too fluctuate like sounds. And inviting you now to shift the spotlight of your attention to your mind and asking, where is your mind now? What's passing through your mind? Like we did with sounds, not seeking out thoughts, but being receptive to whatever thoughts may pop up into your head. And like sounds, noticing how they arise and disappear again. Not getting lost in the content of the thought, but noticing the process of how thoughts pass in and out of our awareness. How some come quickly, some slowly. Some are barely perceptible, just like whispers or fragments of thoughts, barely in awareness at all. And others are thick and heavy and insistent and demanding of our involvement. Hard to resist. And other thoughts we seek to avoid. Noticing these different qualities of thoughts, noticing how they jump about and disappear and reappear again. Noticing spaces between thoughts. And if we find ourselves getting lost in thought, choosing whether to use the breath to come back to the present moment, steadying yourself, and then when you have more stability, coming back to thoughts again. Being with thoughts like waves on the ocean, waves of different sizes appearing, some looking harmless and pleasant, others looking huge and potentially dangerous, but all of them dissolving back into the ocean from where they came. And noticing how bringing attention to thought can change the experience of the thoughts themselves. You may find that some emotions accompany your thoughts, and inviting you now to focus in on this aspect of your mind's experience. Coming up close to emotions, exploring where emotions are in the body, exploring the texture, the sense of the emotion, perhaps breathing into it and out from it. There may be anger or irritability, jealousy, resentment, perhaps worry, loneliness, sadness or grief. Or maybe there's boredom, tiredness, agitation, excitement. Perhaps there's a sense of contentment and peace, interest, or even joy. Noticing any judgments you may be making about your emotions, or about the absence of emotion, if that is your experience. Noticing our tendency to want our experience to be different from how it is, and seeing if it's possible to bring us a friendly sense of acceptance and softness to whatever you encounter here. Knowing that, like the weather, you did not choose for this emotion to arise, but staying with this emotion landscape as it passes before you. Being with the emotional weather of your experience, some sunny, some rainy, being with all weathers, just as they are. And as we come into the final part of this practice, bringing now a wider lens to our experience, being with whatever arises in the passing foreground of your attention, whether it be experiences in the body, thoughts, emotions, or sounds. Noticing our tendency to like some experiences and to want to hold on to these, and to dislike other experiences and to want to push these away. And seeing if you can greet all experience with a welcoming sense of space. Keeping an open house, hosting but not controlling the guests as they enter and leave the house. And playing with the idea that whatever guests you have are okay, just as they are. And noticing what you experience when you invite in this possibility. Getting a taste, perhaps, of the space and stillness from which our experience keeps appearing and reappearing. Being a receptacle for the whole spectrum of our experience, present and awake, with room for it all. In a moment, the bell will ring, marking the end of this practice. Although please feel free to continue sitting for longer after the bell if you choose. But if you're stopping here, taking a moment to notice the effect of this practice on your experience. Registering what's come from this practice that you might want to take with you into the next part of your day.